Good afternoon, honored members, and our staff members, and the CMPMJK. Let me take the opportunity to welcome you this afternoon. We are and the researchers from the police, senior researcher from the ANC cluster. We are going to consider our beauty plan report. This is a draft, first draft. According to the time allocated for this meeting, I mean for this process, we are supposed to finalize this process by Friday in terms of the directives from the Office of the House Chairperson. So it means all the reports must have been finalized, adopted, and for ready for ADC. So in our schedule, we are supposed to meet today, as we have met now, and then on Friday morning to finalize this report. But there has been a request from the members that most of the members are not going to be able to be with us on Friday. And the intention is to make sure that all members are here so that we adopt this report. As we can, it's not like a human service or members to come and support us as our entire report this week. We normally make sure that it's suitable, suitable for everybody. So we have gone to a extent of even making that tomorrow we are not going to meet if members agree. We are going to make sure that this afternoon we are going to proceed until the evening. Lunch and dinner is going to be set because we are going to consider this page by page, and then members will make contribution, and then as well as amendments to some of the issues. Then we break, members have their dinner. Then we continue with my staff, cattle, the issues that have been raised by the members. And then we come back, you adopt your report. And then if there are any other areas that you feel they can be incorporated, at least it's not going to be a hard do, because now at least you'll be satisfied that your report, the report that has been produced, represents the your committee's views. Then we can cater those minor issues that have been raised, and then submit a report for editing and then for ATC. So that is the position, none of the members. So I'm not sure whether Sikabele wrong, nobody feels that he is right, the position, because tomorrow there won't be any meeting, Friday there won't be any meeting. If Landela, the proposer, heavily definitely. Yes.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I do support the proposal for us not punishing ourselves, but is doing the right thing, as you said, that some of the members won't be here. I'm supporting that we finish everything today, and then that's all. Thanks.
Honorable she wanted to make a mistake, and Honorable Matoba wanted to make a further mistake by coming from the same part, wanting to propose and second. So you've read it very well. Chair, let me second the motion proposed. and say, yes, we concur that we finish everything. I think our job is simple when it comes to the BRR. All we need to do is to review what the department has done over the previous year due to the annual report and all the stakeholders that we've engaged, the AG, the PSC, and the FSC. Then make recommendations for what we've seen and what we want them to see in the foreseeable future. And I think before we start, Chair, let us just also commend this committee. Because if you recall at the BRR training, this committee was modeled as one of the model committee that presents quality BRR report. So we had a case study that we were presenting, the chairperson and myself, at the BRR training workshop as a model. So well done to the committee for working that. And I must say, it's the spirit of consensus and making sure that there's a greater community good and need that we are doing. So we compare with the proposal moving forward, Chair.
Mine is also to appreciate your proposal. But for me, it has to excuse me for one hour, 5 minutes from 5 to 5 past 6 one day, and then I'll be back. For 1 hour, 5 minutes.
Don't ask. We'll call you. All right, thank you very much. Let's proceed. As you are looking at your screen, you can forget about your report. You will look them after when you prepare the screen. The report is there.
Let's just give the light.
We are progressing.
We are moving with time very fast.
I would imagine that with the system we've got there now, and the team is all on standby, that as we go, we're actually going to be making the alterations. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. We can help you.
So that is extremely very good. Yeah. Members, that is the theme of the report. Then we have got a template that has been developed by the Office of the House Chairperson, and of which we are following it. Honourable members, I must say that we find ourselves in a predicament level, because all the time I thought we are utilising this House Chairperson's template. So when I came on Monday, late, when I met with my staff, I found that they are having another template that has been issued by the committee section. And then as I read this, it was all complicated to me. In fact, and I said, no way, I got this template from the House Chairperson. What I'm going to look for very critical issues that are in this template that has been issued by the committee section, and then incorporate the information there. So that is why I'm saying it has not been easy to compile this report, but we have tried our best. And the reason for that is that Honorable Kalapa has alluded to a workshop training that was there for the members on B4R. So in that B4R workshop, there was an agreement that there should be a template that is developed by the committee section. And then the little mistake that happened, that template cannot be developed and then brought straight to the committees to utilize it. It should have been developed and channeled through the correct structures. For instance, the chairperson's committee. So that we look at it as the chairpersons and then we adopt it. And then the House Chairperson is going to take it to the presiding officer so that it must be the one. Now, what will by developer and then by Nila or secretary, Elshaza is that. And the secretaries and the content advisors, and they say this report is going to be constructed by the content advisors. So, apparently, Yetsila, we do not have a court advisor. Even those who have, I'm sure they are struggling to develop the support. But yeah, I was so creative to make sure that I developed a report that is going to be owned by this portfolio committee in terms of collecting whatever it is relevant for its report. So I thought it is important to share it, because my friend, that some of the members are serving into other committees. So they will find that this report, sometimes there's a difference. I have been so creative in making sure that this report represents the views of the portfolio committee. The introduction in terms of the tablet from the health chairperson, Yawoku Craig is bringing it up, but I'm going to read it when it comes. So there is a section for the introduction. So the introduction is related to the act. Ayenzukuthi must be, we are developing this type of a report, which is the money bills, amendment, procedures, and so on and so on. So it is there. That is your introduction. Then we continue with what is the objective of that particular act. It is there. Yes, I mean, right? And then we are saying, in the light of the need to accelerate service delivery in order to meet country's developmental objectives, Cabinet adopted outcome-based delivery approach in 2010. We are all aware of that. To effect the latter, the President announced 12 measurable outcomes, which become the focus of policy and program implementation. These objectives, with associated and defined targets, should be reached by 2014. Of which outcome aid relates directly to the human segment's targets. Outcome aid mandates the Department of Human Segments to create sustainable human segments and improve quality of household life. So I think that is very important. And then it is worth noting that the President proclaimed the transfer of sanitation function, which was administered by the former Department of Water Affairs and Forestry, to the Department of Human Settlement. This was attributed to the need for a more holistic focus as opposed to the mere building of houses. The budgetary review and commendation report of the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlement is informed by the information presented and the committee's direct engagement with the department and other relevant stakeholders, as indicated below. Then,
we can't get it on the line. I can't use the text of the name.
Now, E-Land, those areas are listed there. That's what is listed where. I'm not familiar to this. The Act number one, the State of the Nation Public Finance Management Act, the Department of Human Settlement Strategy Plan, quarterly reports for last year in October, Human Settlement Annual Report of the Auditor General, Financial and Fiscal Commission, Division of Revenue Act, Public Service Commission, Portfolio Committee on Human Settlement Strategy Plan, Report of the South African Human Rights Commission, Rights Commission, Report of the Public Protector, National Development Plan, Department of Performance, monitoring and evaluation, national treasury, and then policy statement issued by cabinet from time to time. Ikhona sicala ngokuthi mhlawumbe sishiyile ba. Mhlawumbe sizaqhubeka kanye nizawuthi mase sinansela ne-edition. Then entities reporting to the Department of Human Settlements. Here at Bay, we are familiar to all. Where's the estate agents? Oh, that's really all right. Now go again. Then carry on. Then the mandate came. Mandate of the committee. The committee's mandate, as prescribed by the Constitution of South Africa and the rules of Parliament, is to maintain an oversight responsibility that ensures a quality process of scrutinizing and overseeing governance action. It is driven by the idea of realizing a better quality of life for all the people in South Africa. It is also required to facilitate public participation, monitoring and oversee compliance with regulatory legislative frameworks related to human settlements, confer with relevant state and civil society organs on human settlements matters. It has a responsibility to enhance and develop the capacity of its members to exercise effective oversight over the executive authority on issues related to human settlements portfolio. Right. The committee also processes and passes legislation, ratify international protocols and conventions related to human settlements, participate in the national and international human settlements conferences, confers with the National Council of Provinces on human settlements legislation affecting the provincial legislatures, and with other committees within the National Assembly, engages in any activities and programs aimed at the development of delivery of quality human settlements to all South Africans. Consider legislation as well to then, the mandate of the department. The mandate of the Department of Human Settlement is to determine finance. If by liberal entrepreneur is listed, then departments, okay, say figure in a time without copyright is honorable chronic.
I wonder if just before you move on there are some little errors in what we just done, if we can just fix those before we move on.
I was going through that, let's finish.
You want to do the whole thing first?
No, the fact, no, not the whole thing.
Oh.
The issue of introduction.
Okay.
Yes. I want to relate to this, thing where last land Leo. The template. There are so many. Answer is there. All right, we'll follow it. Normally, right? If you can only template in London, you remember it. All right. So I'll come on only. I'm going to buy a little bit of this. I got you. Then we are coming to section 2 now. We've done with the introduction. We've not finished the introduction. So that's covered in the department, ne? Department strategic priorities and measurable objectives. Nadia. So that is the Mazinda. That is the Mazinda. As the then go the analysis of section 32. The strategic plan of the department. Summary of the department's 5-year strategic plan, which is outcome 8 mandatory delivery targets from 2009 to 2014. Land, I guess, is needed. Then, summary. The Department of Human Settlement is a person in case, because that strategic plan, he land out in the outcome is on 400 units. I mean 400 households. 400,000 households. And that's why Mr. Shepi, you are probably about 500. It is the one that is the first day. Call it something I mean, Mark. Okay, you can actually see the officer.
No, it's coming.
It's coming.
Oh. The next phase of our campaign.
Okay. Okay, all right. Oh, that's the template, okay. And this is no point to strategic priorities and measurable objectives of the department, okay? And so, okay, the Department of Human Settlements intervention has increased under expenditure over all the Ibona, no, you're right, because they are from 2009. Yeah, okay, has increased under expenditure over the past 5 financial years. The Department of Human Settlements, formerly the Department of Housing, has successfully incurred under expenditure of the budget in that period. The lowest expenditure was in 2007-08 with 95.7%, which is 8.6 billion against an available budget of 8.9. In 2011-12, the department spent 99% of its budget, then resulting in under expenditure of 226. Then the 2012-13 preliminary report states that the department has spent 97, leaving the variance of 641 million as at 31 March 2013. Recurring expenditure issues include under expenditure has mostly been attributed to unfilled vacancies, including vacancies that were delayed due to the turnaround strategy undertaken by the department. Consultants, costs, and acquisition in most programs. Under spending on the accelerated community infrastructure program. Poor spending on the rural household infrastructure grant and on goods and services budget related to the housing subsidy scheme. The Special Investigations Unit and the office accommodation. Low spending on office furniture and equipment, adverts for recruitment and office accommodation, transport and travel and subsistence. In 2010-11, the Housing Policy Research and Monitoring Program underspent on its budget due to delays in the rollout of a new research framework. And in 2011-12, underspending was attributed partly to less than expected spending on consultants undertaking housing research. Programs under the Housing Planning and Delivery Support. The Human Settlements Planning for Implementation of the Community Outreach Program and the Accelerated Community Infrastructure Program recorded under expenditure. Delays in the implementation of projects on the Rural Household Infrastructure Grant were due in turn to delays in procurement processes and the finalization of appointment of service providers. Delays in appointing service providers to maintain and render the necessary support to provinces on the housing subsidy system in 2011, as well as delays in payments for computer services related to housing subsidy system. Then, the Human Settlements Conditional Grant Expenditure. The Human Settlements Development Grant is administered by the National Development of Human Settlements and is aimed at providing funding for the creation of sustainable human settlements. The expenditure performance of the Human Settlements Development Grant over the review period averages approximately 95% and about 5% short of achieving full expenditure. The highest expenditure outcome for this grant was registered in 2008 and 2009, which was 99.1%, and the lowest expenditure outcome was 95.2% in 2011-12. The output of this grant includes financial interventions and measures that improve access to the property market, the number of informal settlement households upgraded, the number of social rental and rural housing units developed, and the number of service sites developed. Outcome 8, integrated human settlements, creation of sustainable human settlements and improved quality of household life. Outcome 8 has 4 delivery outputs. Here are they. That is okay, I'm set up in a group. Then performance and operational indicators, not operations, operational indicators. So the capital and jobs in the look for 2008, that was the Nazareth Department, AI said Telezo. Then I must jam because the cutting of which cut and paste. Then analysis of the department's prevailing strategic and operational plan. Alright. Now the cutting of our members are personally up because they have numbers ring. Numbers according to House Chairperson. Analysis of strategic image. Isn't it prevailing? Analysis. Ima. So to cover the money. Analysis of Section 32. Leo can we do? Copy the way here. So ma'am. Yeah, we are being now. Or of prevailing strategic option. I can't get it to show you. Then the analysis of Section 32 reports. That's okay. Expenditure per program from the first, second, and fourth quarter of 2012-13. Yes. Then we are saying that the Department of Human Settlements tabled its fourth quarter report for the 2012-13 financial year before the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements. The analysis focused on both financial and non-financial performance of the department for the year under review. Since the term of the fourth democratic elected parliament is coming to an end in 2014, it has been of paramount importance to retrospectively evaluate the performance of the department during the past 4 financial years. This would give a clear overview of the trends that have taken place and perhaps give a reflection on where the department has been heading to in terms of performance. The focus has been mainly on the issues that have been raised in the audited reports by the Auditor General. Last year, again, third and fourth, and you are familiar to this. Then issues arise from that figure, it is the last figure one. Figure one above provides a concise summary of the Department of Human Settlements in the first, second, third and fourth quarters of the 2012-13 financial year. The allocation for the department for the financial year under review was 25.3 billion. The department spent 24.4, which translated into 68 of the total allocations during the third quarter, with the under expenditure of 641. Yes. Then issues considered by then, notwithstanding the fact that the department has improved its expenditure, at least our village to focus on expenditure performance, there has been an under expenditure of 641 million in cash. It should also be noted that these were preliminary expenditure figures provided by the National Treasury as contained in the Section 32 report. The fully audited expenditure report has been made available in 5 months after the closing of the financial year. Exactly. Program 1 has underperformed with the expenditure sitting at 74% at the end of financial year. The department has the challenge of filling vacant posts, especially at senior management level. Program 2, Housing Policy Research and Monitoring, has spent only 69%, followed by Program 3, Housing Planning and Delivery Support, with 64%. There seems to be a small spending on the latter, which is Program 3. And in Program 1, the department in the past reported that it would secure office accommodation by acquiring the building that was formerly used by the Independent Electoral Commission, which is located close to the Human Settlements Building in Walker Street, Nanzoga Address. However, it has been noted that the department has not yet occupied those offices, and thus resulted into vacancies being not filled and under expenditure incurred to that effect. So we are highlighting that there is an under expenditure, but the reason for that, there's a motivation on that. Why there is this under expenditure. Then Human Settlements Development Grant. A total of 15.5 billion was allocated for Human Settlements Development during the 2013 financial year. Yeah. The expenditure demonstrated that provinces have spent 15.3 billion during the fourth quarter. This resulted to an increase from 66 during the third quarter condometer towards LEP. Can you flag that? So I was 66 CMRP. Can you flag it? So that's my call. Provinces such as the Free State, Gauteng, KZN, and the Western Cape managed to spend 100% of their allocated budget. The Eastern Cape and Limpopo recorded the under expenditure of 83. The expenditure of 83. It can't be an under. These are the two rural provinces where there is a notable demand for housing. Then issues for consideration. Human Settlements Development Grant is one of the key strategic grants aimed at ensuring that houses are delivered to the people at reasonable rate. The rate at which the department has spent its HSDG is a cause of concern. It would have been expected that by the fourth quarter, the department would have spent 100% of the HSD and not 95%. The department has reported that since 1994, a total of 3.3 million houses have been provided to people. However, because of rising housing demand, the department should therefore as to whether the housing backlog that was reported or to be sitting at 2.1 million is decreasing or not. This was back in 2009. South Africa should be seen to be moving when it comes to the provision of housing. I think that is a comment that on that say NP, because I am the land, must it be NP? Yeah, NP. That's it. So,
And I think the paragraph here is talking about the extent to the increasing allocation in the planning.
Then delivery performance per province, it is there. Scenario yonke. Then issues arising from that report. The department fell short of its delivery target of 228,000 houses per annum. It has only managed to deliver 160 houses, leaving the variance of 67 units. It would seem that the department has overly committed itself by setting high targets. This might have been caused by a number of factors, which would require the department to give explanation to the committee to avoid future occurrences. Then on urban settlement development grant, we are familiar to that report, all of us, but the USDT grant sought to address the infrastructural problems in human settlements delivered, thereby unlocking projects for the HSDG. It is intended to achieve this through land acquisition, bulk infrastructure provision, and the better alignment of priority programs in funding resources given to national, provincial, and local government. None of these cities managed to send their USDG optimally. The grant has performed tearlessly with only 48% recorded. Buffalo City has been the lowest with only 20%, followed by the city of Johannesburg with 36%. The meeting that was held on the 12th June 2013 between Mangaung Metro and the HLB, it was reported that Mangaung has spent 58% of the USDG. In the fourth quarter report of the National Department, it is stated that Mangaung has in fact spent only 49% of its USDG. Further, HLB reported to have spent 78 of each USDG during the fourth quarter. Issues for consideration from that report. The underestimation of USDG is a cause of concern. While metros have such huge backlogs of bad infrastructure, the infrastructure in cities such as Johannesburg is aging, and on top of that, there is so much influx of people into the city, putting pressure on the existing infrastructure. The conflicting reporting between the National Department and that of metros on the expenditure of USDG makes it difficult for the committee to perform its oversight function. The department should consider putting in place credible systems and mechanisms for early detection of under-expenditure patterns on USDG and to ensure that USDG is spent in the coming financial year and what are the recovery plans thereof. What are the recovery plans thereof? Then, CFD Human Settlements Development Grant, how it has performed from 2006. Your Mabulan and 12. You know what I mean? Resources for Minister Treasurer. Human Settlements Conditional Grant Expenditure. The Human Settlements Development Grant is administered by the National Trust and the expenditure performance of Human Settlements Development. The output of this grant includes financial interventions and measures that improve access to the property market, or it's irrelevant. The number of informal settlement households upgraded, the number of social, rental, and rural housing units developed, and the number of service sites developed. No, irrelevant. Analysis of the department's annual report and financial statements now. From the National Treasurer. South Africa's urban areas continue to experience strong growth, with 62% of the population living in cities and towns, as the proportion of total households, informal dwellings declined from 16.4% in 2001 to 13.6% in 2011. However, focused efforts are required to deliver basic services where they are most needed. Appropriate changes to the local government infrastructure grant system are under consideration. The persistent division between town and townships impose costs on communities. The economy and the fiscal. Government's new approach to developing urban centers involves giving large municipalities more authority to coordinate spatial planning, manage land use, and lead housing delivery. The city's support program is coordinating government promotion of integrated urban development. In addition, giant grants will be redirected to ensure that housing and associated amenities are delivered in the areas where they are needed. Providing housing for low-cost groups remains a major policy objective. Over the medium term, government will provide $3 billion for social housing, 30.3 billion to upgrade informal settlements, 1.1 for radically urbanizing mining towns, Nazo, the special economic zones, Nazo, Government is improving capacity to plan, procure, manage, and monitor projects, as well as working more closely with the private sector at various stages of the project development cycle. Building technical capacity in the public sector is a multi-year effort, and initiatives to strengthen these functions have expanded. The PICC has concentrated its efforts on the presidential base coordinating committee. Over the past year on improved planning and decision. So line commissioner, this is now in the commissioner and Mr. Treasurer, we have put it there with what, because those are in the budget speech, public budget speech. Then consideration, I think from the amount, content from the disappearance, because there is a good report. Honorable, we have something to comment on the previous. Then, consideration of the report of the Committee on Public Accounts. This one, Abate Abanayo report, a human settlement for 2013. But we started about 2011-12, or 12-13. So that is the lay information. Then consideration of the sources of other sources of information, of other sources of that the State of the Nation Address. The 2013 State of the Nation Address highlighted the following key strategic objectives pertaining to the Department of Human Settlement: an amount of $47 billion committed for the renewable energy program, an amount of $800 million for green economy. The interim State of the Nation Address, President Jacob Zuma had announced the establishment of the fund of the financial linked individual subsidy housing program that is geared towards assisting mine workers living in mining areas, redressing the past apartheid special settlements planning, and the need to develop a national integrated urban development framework. Provision of renewable energy and solar geysers to all cost, low cost houses by 2014-15, 1 million. The need to improve infrastructure, water, roads, and electricity infrastructure. Those are the key issues that is raised at the State of the Nation Address. The Department, see, assess according to those. Then we have got a national development plan perspective on transforming human settlement. What does it say? Just by the adoptee, government, the adoptee, the ruling party. So it is there. It says that it is there. I don't really take a leg. You have to take a leg, see us. You have to take a leg. Yes. Then the fire, you know, you have to take a leg. Then, the National Development Plan, as it was adopted by government, the objectives of the National Development Plan is Ghana, Kulisa, Kamali's number, and they're right. Strong and efficient spatial planning system, well integrated across the sphere of government. Upgrade all informal settlements on suited, well-located land by 2030. More people living closer to their places of work. Better quality public transport and more jobs in or close to top dense densification. Then the Department of Human Settlements has been directed to undertake the following actions to meet its objections, its objectives. Conduct a comprehensive review of the grant and subsidy regime for housing with a view to ensure diversity in product and finance options that would allow for more household choice and greater special mix and flexibility. This should include a focused strategy on the housing gap market, involving banks, subsidies, and employer housing schemes. It's a mouthful, Then it provides incentives for citizen activity for local planning and development of spatial compact. Introduce mechanisms that would make land markets work more effectively for the poor and support rural and urban livelihoods. Introduce spatial development framework and develop a strategy for densification of cities and resources location to promote better located housing and settlements. Introduce spatial development framework and norms, including improving balance between location of jobs and people. National Spatial Restricting Fund, integrating diffusing fund. Establish a national observatory for spatial data and analysis. Reforms to current planning system for improved coordination. Then lastly, substantial investment to ensure safe and reliable and affordable public transport. That is the task that has been put forward for the department. It's a huge task. So you need that. Reports of the Auditor General of South Africa. The Office of the Auditor General reported that the department has achieved an unqualified audit opinion with emphasis of matter. It was financially unqualified by its findings on predetermined objectives and compliance. The National Home Builders Regulatory Council has improved its financial opinion from last year's qualification. The rest of the portfolio had remained the same except for Tulerisa and Vescon. In the human settlements portfolio, only the department and the NHBRC had been audited by the Office of the Auditor General. It was reported that the department has improved on reliability but has encountered pitfalls. Can you flag in the value of Vescon? Just now, I think I'm doing a quick finding. Vescon, we need to comment on that. Yes. Then, the office of the Auditor General reported that the department did not condone some of the targets reported the lacking support of documents. Okay. The name of the last one, the last one, the Yes. Some of the targets reported. So Susa did not meet. Well into. Oh, coincidence. Okay. Where they can.
The Office of the Auditor General reported that the department did not.
The department had consequently reported on things it could not get information on from the entities and provincial department. This had contributed to the department obtaining a qualified unreliability of information. Expenditure management had been a challenge at the department. It had also been challenged by the lack of oversight from the leadership to ensure that financial performance and operations at entities happened without hiccups. Other departments and entities combined action plan, but often these did not comprehensively address the findings. These action plans were implemented quite late in the financial year, thereby resulting in the same findings recurring. The department had an action plan, but it was not addressing the issues that it should have addressed. The Office of the Auditor General had previously requested that the department briefs the committee on quarterly on progress and implementation of the action plan. A number of changes have taken place over the past financial year. However, a concerning matter was the fact that an audit executive had been acting for 6 months at DHS. The challenge would be
the risk.
The audit committee is the umbrella. Then in a subcommittee. Then the challenge with appointing people in an acting capacity was that position still remained vacant. In achieving targets, entities where the money was being spent. This was the reason for A to emphasize a strategic plan should be The challenge with appointing people in an acting capacity was that positions still remain they did not remain. Remain vacant. In achieving targets, entities required resources and personnel. There should be a clear link between the targets and where the money was being spent. This was the reason the AG emphasized a strategic plan should be clearly linked to the budget, as well as to the human resources plan. There had to be a very clear connection between the amount of money required to meet targets and the kind of skills that a department requires. Report of the Financial Fiscal Commission. The Financial and Fiscal Commission highlighted a number of issues emanating from the annual report of the Department of Human Settlements. The FLC stated that the national budget allocation of the department has increased from 22 billion to 25, which represents the real increase of 8%. It was further stated that there has been stated that the there has been an increase in the budget over the years. However, the increase in the budget allocation does not speak to the delivery on the ground. What we need to say is not aligned to the is not aligned to the delivery on the ground. In fact, the FFC stated that the delivery in units is decreasing contrary to the increasing to the increase in budget. The committee stated that this challenge could be attributed to the increase in building materials. The committee It must not come there. The comment yet, the other still has a quick finding. The NFC reported that the department expenditure trends from 2009 to 2013 was at 98% average spending performance. In 2012-13 financial year, the performance was poor due to poor performance of RIC and the Human Settlements Development Grant. HSDG, where the department terminated the transferring of the grant to Eastern Cape and Limpopo. Yes. The program 4 showed revealed good performance. However, the Eastern Cape and Limpopo had poorly performed on the RIC and HSD. The concerns were also raised in program 1, 2, 3, and 5. The nothing of vacant posts and delayed invoicing were main contributors. It was reported that according to the annual report, 2013 overall target attained was 63%. FFC was concerned about housing units leveraged by the National Housing Finance Corporation. Where only 25% targets have been reached. It was also reported that RIC has underspent since I can't school I'm tired of your RIC. The FFC on the 18th of October will table the funding model framework on the conditional grant that it has will table a proposed funding model framework to the National Department of Human Settlements as well as the committee. And it is in yesterday. Then the committee expressed its interest in getting a briefing on this funding model who have stated that the department has been faced with a challenge of poor performance. Council Salando. Who salad their grant here? That is you can move. You just bail up perfect. The non-filling of vacant posts was also highlighted as a huge challenge that has been recurring even in the previous 5 years. It was stated that HDA has surpassed or exceeded by far 359% its delivery target of sourcing suitable land for human settlement development. The FFC has recommended that the HDA should look into revisiting North East Arang because illiteracy are Jewish.
What we'll do is in our recommendations, we will say, because the issue we're raising with HDA is that yes, we might have reached them and still have target, but has there been any unit delivered on that land?
The point that was made here was that whilst we appreciate the work that was done by the HDA of exceeding or surpassing their annual targets, permanent targets, the issue of land is still a thorny issue in the country. There's still a lot of people who still need land. So the committee said HDA could potentially revisit its target, but it must also continue with its work of sourcing land for human settlement development.
The FFC has recommended that the HDA should consider revisiting its delivery target with a view to increase its target from that 6 to 50, because that was a minimum target AI set way by a cabinet to go through the State of the Nation address. So this came as the committee has stated. This came as the committee stated that the land question is still a thorny issue and HDA should continue with its work of identifying suitable land for human settlements. The committee stated, however, that the land that has been identified by the HDA should be visible and the committee be briefed as to where these land parcels are and what has been done on them.
That's the problem. It's just to link it with what we are saying.
in terms of the units delivered on that land that has been released by AC. That is the essence.
Amongst the number of issues that were raised, the Portfolio Committee expressed its reservation about the suggestion made by the FSC that the urban settlement development bond should be transferred directly from the National Treasury to the metropolitan metros. A concern was raised that the metros do not comply with the USDG framework. It has been established that the grant is being spent on issues such as A concern was raised that the metros do not comply with the USDG framework. It has been established. It has been established that the grant is being spent on issues such as cemeteries, parks, sports facilities, and these facilities fall outside the scope of the USDG. The committee has stated that the issue of extending the USDG to secondary cities should be considered. These accounts that are growing at a faster rate, particularly the mining towns where people flock to in search for employment opportunities. The committee recommended that funds that have not been spent, I have a recommendation there. The committee recommended that funds that have not been sent should be made available to provinces such as the Northern Cape. This is the province that is in need of more funding. It was further stated that the monitoring and evaluating unit within the Department of Human Settlement should be strengthened. Unit on the ground should be verified to ascertain that the allocated budget speaks to the unit.
This is the recommendation.
Yeah, those are recommendations. Then the FSC reported that the Minister of Finance has appointed a reference group comprising of COPTA, FSC, National Treasury, SALCA, State SA, and DPME to scrutinize the current grant framework system and make recommendations to the Minister on possible renewal of the frameworks and on how they could be improved. So that is a long time. Then it does look when you know what
I'm saying.
Possible review.
Of funding framework.
Of the funding framework. And on how they could be improved. And on how there could be an improvement. Can you show me your mother? Can tell them now. Report of the Public Service Commission. The PSC gave a report on the annual performance of the Department of Human Settlement. The department has received unqualified audit opinion and findings. The PSC outlined the findings by the Auditor General. That the department has received invoices amounting to 22.4 million for office accommodation. The offices are not occupied. The department has materially underspent on RIP less than 50%. The spending was not within the generally accepted margin of 2% set by the National Treasury. Adequate and reliable almost the entire budget was spent. However, the achievement of predetermined objectives were fairly low and declined significantly from the previous financial year. Accurate and reliable collaborating evidence would not be provided for all major variances. 38% of the reported indicators and targets are not consistent with those in the approved annual performance plan. The PSC also outlined issues of accountability, governance, and transparency as highlighted by the AG. It was stated that the executive authorities and heads of departments should visibly support performance management processes and ensure that this cascades down to other levels in the senior management level. It was further stated that all members of the senior management number level are required to disclose the particulars of registrable interest such as companies and properties. The committee inquired as to whether the PSC has got the powers of enforcement if the public management rules are not adhered to. It was further inquired as to why the department has got so many economies, 48, and if the department has got the strategy for risk management. What is important there, you cannot the economies right balance the engineers.
Yeah.
And planners. You need to, because why is it not there has to be a balance. So we don't
get a
48 economies. That is why it's not a challenge. Yeah, rap.
Yeah.
They want to rap develop. The PS stated that it is not an enforcing authority and the PSC Act should have a provision that gives the institution the power of enforcement where rules are not adhered to. The PSC raised a concern that some executive authorities do not respond within prescribed time and disclosures are to be made. However, all these executive authorities who did not comply were called before the Portfolio Committee on Public Administration and are since complying with the rules of the disclosures. Translated that all government departments should establish ethics offices that will assist with combating possible flouting public administration roles and including the curbing of corruption.
What does it include in that paragraph of the PSA?
Also that the PSC,
we should also include the fact that there were slow progress in disciplinary matters. Remember, out of 265, 8 disciplinary matters, there were only around 1% of it. There's still a lot of disciplinary matters that are still pending. And if you recall, even the AG raised it, that the department should act against transgressors.
I think the issue of attending to community hotline are present.
Oh yeah.
Let department and let yes.
Yeah.
So no respond that would concern the community. You turn around. But if you have a recording of
test.
Then
for anti-corruption hotline and the presidential hotline and the own internal department corruption hotline, and then secondly is the issue of slow progress in disciplinary methods in the department.
Then the committee, I think that one is an oversight, not a lesson. It's a committee's oversight, not an oversight undertaken by the committee. Okay, it's just a matter of hitting. Then, Then he visited the other northwest, Eastern Cape. So that's the Northwest, Western Cape, ne Northern Cape. So then they want key findings. The committee categorizes the key findings as follows. Regulatory and policy related matters. And if you are setting their policies now, because we are going to have this round around the policies. So we need to identify the policy gaps. Policy gaps. Or the department, the information, if you have what does I forget? The performance, the department, personnel. So I forget a break. So I forget important things. So I'll get off that. But what is important, the performance, the department, the response. You remember last year, we have adopted in Africa, you trend, one year, practice. The department, we need to evaluate it again. In terms of the five key priorities. And we have started, if you can page in that page, in the report here last year, although if women are London, so scenario information already, because I can tell you that the department, the performance in terms of education, what have they done? What have they done with health? What have they done with job creation? What have they done with corruption? What have they done with rural development? So we have to highlight those areas. So we do have that information. Another information is we found, okay, the title deeds. I think we have got another circulate way to in the research unit, the title deeds. And the legislation is within that second progress. So, the consideration is like summarize the low information. So that concerns our recommendation. Our recommendations, it was a good if it is actually. Then the current government funding model poses a constraint to some of the provinces. For instance, the utilization of census data in determining allocation to provinces, such as Northern Cape, as this province is vast in terms of its geographic space between towns. Furthermore, the funding model does not address topographic, dolomatic, as well as unstable soil. But if you are not small, Northern Cape, don't try to move. But the only time you are connected to the Asia, you are going to live in the world. So, can you assist us? I'll attend. Then? And then, as the provinces, or Eastern Cape, no Limpopo, there's another problem here, topographic challenges, the mountainous and so on and so on. Then, in Western Cape, I cover it to La SCA. Yes, I cover it to Western Cape, go to before 12, umhlaba khona topographic, no yakona, gamake, udinga, gagatiza, but, I know the fund. Eastern Cape finally chosen in 99. So whenever we have the housing codes, they must consider to review the housing codes. Yes, I think yes, but it has to be reflected by the housing code. Let the SCCA. Mother, the flag in there, something bad because if not, I can't see draft. Then the Special Investigative Unit has got contractual agreements with the Department of Human Settlements. Their obligations include, amongst others, carrying out of a high level investigation of fraud, corruption and maladministration. The SIU, after having completed its contractual duties, has to invoice the Department of Human Settlements for the payment to be effected. It has come to the committee's attention that the invoices take long to be received and subsequently be processed. This poses a challenge to the departmental budget because SIU funds, that is the budget expenditure, budget expenditure. Because the SIU funds are not spent within the specific financial year. There is a huge backlog on registration and issuing of title deeds.
Whilst we're still with SIU, and also they take too long to investigate. Besides the invoice, they take too long. Maybe the character is not there.
The State Information Technology Agency has been a or in the rest of the is okay. There is
can you explain the thing that if a full title is not issued, say if a title deed is not issued.
So Kyle was from there, okay, it's handled it to fish. There was a Tulum below. There is a huge backlog on registration and issuing of title deeds. Particularly on the state subsidized houses. It is the intention of the state to create assets and wealth by building houses for the people. If a title deed is not issued, a person does not have full ownership of a house or a property. So because it kind of sort of additional information, because there are those three pieces of legislation is in the research of Fayelapa. Then the State of Information and Technology Agency has been established in terms of Section 38 of 2002 as amended. The objects of the agency are to provide service delivered to the public, just public institutions. To the public institutions through the provision of information technology. Okay. Information systems and related services in the maintained information systems and the cattle and peta India and related services in the maintained information security environment to department and public bodies and to promote the efficiency of departments and public bodies through the use of information technology. There have been recurring challenges. That is a key finding. There has been a recurring challenges with the CEDA as stated in the annual report, because it's not one report. of the department that are affecting the implementation of the information technology system. For instance, the housing subsidy system has been developed to regulate beneficiary lists in provinces. This system is not fully utilized because of the lack of appropriate support from the CETA.
Yeah.
The secondary cities are growing at an alarming rate. People flock to these cities in search of for employment and improved living conditions. This is evident in other mining towns and those towns that are earmarked as by the Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating. These towns have a huge bulk infrastructure, backlogs, and they only receive MIG funding, which is said to be insufficient. Insufficient for bulk infrastructure development. Okay. And maintenance. The misalignment of conditional grants, urban settlements development grant, human settlements development grant, as well as the municipal infrastructure grant should be considered. The former financial say key finding. Lena here recommendation. That is a recommendation. The poor performance of rural household grants poses a challenge given the better No, we have raised it for quite a long time, man. However, shifting of this grant to other programs when it has not been fully utilized will not assist in alleviating the sanitation backlog. Those services that have not performed should be afforded enough support so that the provision of proper sanitation can be realized in all the 49 identified municipalities over the MTEF. Furthermore, a significant improvement is envisaged following the establishment of the project management unit. Which emanated after the adoption of the new turnaround strategy. The appointment of more service providers is a positive move and is welcome. However, the challenge was the funding model across municipalities. The policy should be considered. Should be reviewed. It's not the point. It's a recommendation. Reviewed from 5B. Is it 5B or 5A to 6B? Finance linked individual subsidy program
a strategic program, Tactics 2 is a strategic program, Tactics 2 assists people in the gap market in getting into the product market. The process of obtaining assistance from FISB includes that a person should get a bank loan approval, and then such individual would be backed by FISB, which provides loan guarantee to individuals. There is a sound number of individuals with negative credit records. The situation will prejudice a large number of people who ought to benefit from FISB, because that is a key finding. So a discussion is needed. No, no, it can't be a discussion. We need to come up with a proper recommendation.
Yeah, then we should also include, I'm not sure if it should be in the recommendation or as a finding, the issue of opening it that is not projecting.
It should be a key finding, it's a key finding, which
it was.
But due to intervention, the portfolio committee,
yes, it was open. Yes.
So that is an achievement, because it's quite an achievement.
Yes.
Achievement as well as in weaknesses. So there should be a balance there. It was monitored. So those were the issues and call apart. Then we achievement in land acquisition, understanding as a statistic, because it's data feeling out as a delete. Then the sanitation side cooper, because we can't. Monitoring and evaluation need to be strengthened. Then our recommendations are but our recommendations are going to be based on the document settlement as well as Minister of I think we need to appreciate the Western Cape and the Northern Cape, the Eastern Cape, the Northwest. Those NECs, the big cooperative Ngorotshaba, to make sure that the couples were up, ziba khona, zizo presenta, ngokunokwazo before the portfolio committee.
Yes.
I think if there are very good opportunities, it should also have good appreciations, but of course, appreciations and then now for the Bafara, because.
Just backtrack a little bit. I'm looking when you say service delivery letter. Why would we take out sanitation? Because it's a service delivery. Not refer to them as service delivery.
Yeah.
See, number three, that's a cut and paste. Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, we do have some comments on all the issues in the day.
Yeah. Yes, we should not forget to include that. Yeah, Ivana, please.
And another progress, guys, that we need to progress to highlight those PHPs in those provinces, as well as the last enough. We're from the Western Cape and West Coast. Enough to learn the second. So I think the last progress we need to relate to it. What else? Ask.
I'm sorry about the money. I think that we don't have enough information to tell us exactly what they. How is it going to be on to the mining, to the mine? Is it going to be like this or something? Are they going to? Is it going to be them? So that would mean that they
That report that was presented on the last 2 consecutive. We need to go back to the information there.
Okay.
So if you recall, we said we got to get all those municipalities where they are mining house to come. That's the resolution we took. It's got implementation challenges. Yeah. The problem is the municipalities. So we need to get all those municipalities, you know, because the issue of ownership of land, we're going to only clarify with those municipalities that are falling under mining town. If you recall, the MEC from Northwest yesterday mentioned one thing about Lonmead, where they said there was agreement to transfer the land, but after the land was transferred, then the board of Lonmead came back and said, look, we want you to build this barrack for our own employees and no one else. So in that land, you're only going to build for, exactly, try to somersault. So the point that Honorable Duncan is raising, we can sort it out with those mining towns when we have a meeting with them. Because the issue of not knowing what to do. And Loka, you would recall when we were there in Northern Cape. It's some of those issues. Yeah.
Because the mines also have, what do they call it, seasonal workers, you know, what do they call it, like on farm, seasonal workers. Mm-hmm. But because the people stay in that area, because others that come in and also then access their employment at a mine. I don't think that they have a clear.
Just include there on this, unfortunately it doesn't have pages, but it says the State of the Nation address.
Okay.
That bulletin 3 that talk about the FLISP. I think just include the end there, earmark for gap markets, because we just speak about the FLISP program and it ends there. And the sentence should be complete by mentioning that it's earmarked for gap market. Yeah, MDI. Is it part of our recommendations, the MDI, or is it a key finding? Yeah, it's not moving as it should. Bullet deals about the finance-linked subsidies from the State of the Nation. It's bullet 3. Yeah, there. Then you need to just say earmark for the gap market.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Look at point number two, of the report, number two, going right back to the beginning. We just need some dates on here, because this table with the departmental expenditure, that's a 12-13 thing, and then you go on to you know, the 5-year plan, which is there. So we've just put a date here.
Roman, I didn't get you what you were saying.
It's the minor thing.
Oh.
A date here on the on number two.
Okay.
2.1 needs that a date, because that's not covering the 5-year plan.
Oh.
That's the 12-13 thing.
Okay.
But you see
this? Also the key finding. You see, if we start with saying the summary of the 5-year strategic plan of the department, and we don't mention underspending as one of the key findings, then we are doing injustice to the document, because we noted it that for 5 successive odd years, there's been underspending. I know it's going to come as part of the recommendation, but just as a key finding. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So we will include understanding in as one of the key findings. Yeah, by the department. You can just take cut and paste that into one.
You got it. The testament, you got it. Understanding for the last 5 years. Just look at that, that 2.2 strategic plan of the department.
Oh, okay.
And just put that section. The Department of Development has successfully ensured an expansion over the past 5 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You say what? The Department of Development has successfully ensured an expansion over the past 5 years.
Okay.
Just put it just like that in the filing. Then you think that's the funny. Then you don't forget sanitation,
eh?
Yes. We just want to make a document. Then after the break, we're going to go for a conversation. Keeping the document. If there are any issues, there are cutting or anything. Basically, the cutting is not the document.
Yeah, I don't know. Thank you. Is it good? Do it and is it?
Hello.
The SSC. Oh, la la la, no, we're in prison. Can you not address that?
Yes, please.
No, no, that's only to be the young one. I want to put it up. Yeah, probably have a one.
It was
delivered originally, but in the Saturday, so when that was amendment, we were going to and then those
of
that
team.
I don't. The phone, but
I'm talking about because they're on the phone, but
it is. And my recommendation. I don't want to eat in that problem.
The word, the thing is, you recommendation. Kind of the same, it's a good member. Usually, kind of when this is supposed to be done by members. Normally,
Thank you. I don't know.
Honourable members, let us resume our session. I don't want to think if there are any other issues that you believe that we might add on our report. But in terms of the RIC, there is a preparation. You remember, was the presentation and presentation. Then the remainder prepared something here. She's saying the importance of sanitation for human development finds expression in the United Nations decision to recognize sanitation as a human right. Communities also attach significant value to access to quality sanitation, evident in the recent service delivery process as reported in the media. As such, the issue of sanitation has the potential to create public condemnation. In this context, the decision by the National Treasury to transfer RIC allocation directly to municipalities raised some concern. Based on available information, it is evident that municipalities themselves are experiencing capacity constraints. There are only 8 business plans that have been submitted for the RIC grant for the RIC to date. This is a clear indication that the municipalities were not ready to receive this grant. The majority of these municipalities are water services authorities and are already struggling with the implementation of the municipal infrastructure grant. Municipalities are already in the second quarter of municipal financial year, and to date, no disbursement has been on RIC. This is a clear indication that there is a challenge with municipalities with respect to RIC. It is the view of the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements that consideration should be given to whether municipalities should thus be burdened with an additional grant arrangement when they are already grappling with MIG projects. The Department of Human Settlements reported that it geared itself to manage RIC with the relevant municipalities. Portfolio Committee supports the view that RIC should be converted back to the original schedule and to allow, we can change the schedule because we were questioning Schedule 7. So, Savumela was Schedule 16, you remember. Because Schedule 7, we know that the department here and the other MSLA in the Guazuwa provinces. So, which means what we can change here is that to get back to Schedule 16. Further, the Department of Human Settlement should package business plans and contracts directly with service providers for the implementation of RIC. Finally, the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements affirms its commitment to national and international commitments to eradicate sanitation backlog in the country. With this objective in mind, it is of the view that the Department of Human Services is best placed to administer RIC.
And we could have a problem with legislation dealing with water.
Not just one.
Oh,
Can I answer that one? Oh, what I have got no legislation for sanitation. That's the bottom line. The problem is we need to have a legislation that is dictated.
True.
That is an interim. Let's propose an interim man.
I support that. It is part of the key finding.
Yes, key finding and also
community. Yeah. Support it.
Responsibility
to appoint law firm. Then they can put that out as a seminar or as, but I just think that that should be part of our recommendation.
Yes, that's absolutely correct, but it goes to the planning and forward planning. That's what we discovered when we went into the deeds offices.
Yeah.
That at the point of where your land is surveyed and pegged, and that's the point at which, so it's because we're leaving it all too late,
yes,
that they can't cope.
Yes.
The conveyances can't cope then with rushed stuff. So if it proceeds along a proper planned course,
yes,
then everything is in place and it's in order. But that's what needs to take place, the proper planning and dealing with the deeds office, you know, right at the beginning of the survey.
You are saying the problem is planning.
It's
the planning, it's not the conveyance. So we can't suggest something else from the current regime. We like to agree with the current regime and encourage our municipalities to have forward planning. The matter will happen in the morning, once you build the houses, then expect that this office for things to just run like that. The problem is planning. If there is no planning, you will have a problem. So I don't think as a commitment was proposed a change to the current regime of how title deals are processed in council, but encourage people to plan their things in advance.
I'm just saying that part of the planning should be that conveyances are available to do that part of making sure that the people get their title deeds. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we must change the planning or anything like that, but it must form part of the planning, because it all has to do with the beneficiary list. The beneficiary list has the municipality must even take responsibility, not the contractors, again by the city, made mention of they actually gave a beneficiary list to contractors. The contractors should not have beneficiary list, they have nothing to do with it. It should be part of the planning of the municipality, it should be in the end of municipalities to make sure that they have a system where they have a 15, say this is development for 50 homes, then there must be 50 names with for the addresses, with the contact details and everything, and some of one's going to go to a house, you know, to number one person. And then eventually they must have available within the planning conveyances that will make sure that the title deeds are will be able to be seen. But I think that Lima is an extra point, and I would like to hear what that extra point is. Yes. That is allowing. So I'm not
I think the issues must be separated. Where the municipality requires the services of a legal representative in terms of that, then they could utilize that services accordingly. But if you look at a steering committee and all role players and all serve on that committee that deals with the beneficiary list, that list is brought to municipalities, ratified by a council, then I want to agree with my colleague that then you have the beneficiary list and the planning is done accordingly. So when you got this problem with the title deeds going to the wrong people and all, that won't be there. It's because it's accordingly planned, the beneficiary is sanctioned at the municipality, and I also know in KwaZulu-Natal, the practice is that the beneficiary list is advertised and put on notice board for objections, etc. So that will eliminate any problems of fraud and corruption.
We cannot dispute it because it isn't a legislation. But I think what is important, your point is taken to say in our recommendation, because this is a recommendation to say this conveyor should be to avoid the same monopoly. Yeah, because there's quite a lot of monopoly. So for the competition purposes. So your point, that's where it gets in.
Yeah.
would be better to be considered. So that the process should be fast-tracked. But here, there is an issue, of the legislation. You remember FFC, when FFC came before us, they mentioned the three legislations, which is the ordinance, the provincial ordinances, and the less formal Township Establishment Act, and the Development Facilitation Act. So they reported as a contributing factor to making an already complex task even more so. Then each of the different legislations was perceived as complex and required different processes and systems. A matter also raised by the FSC in a presentation to the Portfolio Committee. A further complicating factor is the June 10 judgment by the Constitutional Court invalidating sections of the DSA. In the judgment, the court ruled that powers to establish townships and to rezone land are classified as municipal planning and are therefore the exclusive function of the local sphere of government as assigned under 156, section 1 of the Constitution. Then, chapters 5 and 6 of the DSA were seen to undermine this exclusive function, assigning, as they did, power to the provincial sphere of government, represented in the person or of the various development tribunals. Outside the cities of Johannesburg and Durban, the court suspended the invalidity of the said sections, this is in chapter 5 and 6. Then, until June 2012, there has been some concern that the same constitutional principle of the exclusive functions of municipal government on which the court based its decision on invalidating key sections of the DSA could logically also invalidate similar sections of the land less formal township establishment. So in 2011, however, during 2012-13, Parliament processed the Special Planning and Land Use Management Bill, which was assented to by the President as recently as this August, which means we will have to check on that. That the Special Planning and Land Use Management Act is administered by the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform and is a framework for all special planning and land use management legislation in South Africa. It seeks to promote consistency and uniformity in procedures and decision making in this field of planning, land use planning. The other objects include addressing historical spatial imbalances and the integration of the principle of sustainable development into land use and planning regulatory tools. This is the story even for Avalon. Then, accordingly, several therefore between the national government and the province had arisen over this issue. The Kumbula case then is the case for Dr. Bai challenge of this legislation. So there's still a problem, I can't solve a problem. If so-called provinces that are challenging the act, so still in the title to this is a challenge. So with respect to possible conflict between SLAMA and existing provincial ordinances, section 146 subsection 2 of the Constitution provides that national legislation prevails where it deals with matters that require uniformity across the country by establishing norms and standards and framework and national policies Further, when national legislation is necessary for, amongst others, maintaining economic unity, promotion of equal opportunity and equal access to government, plan sets out clear roles and responsibilities of national, provincial and local governments, and provides a framework for policies, principles, norms and standards for spatial development and land use management. It also addresses past spatial and regulatory imbalances and promotes greater consistency and uniformity in the application procedure and decision making by authorities responsible for land use decisions and applications. So, back to the issue of so, how does this act, because it only relates to the plan, the issue of this, Mamdor, do you have an answer on this one? I want to come on, Mamdor.
All we need to do there, we don't have to look, the recommendation that we put would not necessarily change the current status quo, but would be to enhance it. And I think what's coming up clear is that we need the municipalities to plan better in terms of the beneficiary list, right, vis-a-vis the issuing of title deeds. So we would just say to the department, and remember the departments are not the implementing agents when it comes to title deeds. It is the municipality. So it's still something that they must refer in terms of IGR to the relevant implementing agent. So we would rather just put a small sentence and say the committee is concerned about the slow pace of title deeds. Mm-hmm. Then we would recommend that the department in terms of IGR ensures that the municipalities and the provinces prioritize the issuing of title deeds. And we leave it at that.
Yeah, Chairperson, actually I don't have anything new to say from what the Honourable Alaka has said, because I would also not want us to delve into legislation whose details we don't really know. You know, when we're going to change legislation, you really have to go into it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it is our area at all. What I wanted to say earlier, since the question of banning has been raised, I agree with that totally. I wanted to quote what one of the presentations has said to us about the title deeds. I think we were in V227, if I remember well. I think it was the Free State presenting, and they said the planning should be such that when the house is being handed over to the owner, at the same time, that person must receive the title deed. And if that were to happen, I'm sure we would really have no problems whatsoever. As you receive your house, you also receive your title deed. That definitely means there have been some pre-planning, you see, a coordination such that when this project is completed, the title deeds for this project are ready.
Now we're going for recommendation.
The recommendations, are they going to stem from the key issues, I would presume?
Yes.
So it's just a question of tweaking the key issues and then making them into tangible recommendations. I think one of the recommendations that I would push for is the issue of the DORA schedule reviewer. We need to recommend for the DORA schedule to be reviewed, especially for the USDG, so that the USDG can also be extended to other municipalities. Obviously, as you say, one should not then repeat this issue of the the understanding. It's going to be our key message in the recommendation. And the committee noted the understanding that has happened, and then we recommend that. And then what the title did was just dealt with now. It's fine. And then I think also the department should prioritize the issue of the slip. And we acknowledge the fact that they have opened it to the market. However, there is strict monitoring that should follow that to ensure that the intended purposes of the fleet get to be reached. Then on the rig, we're going to take that input that was coming from the Bernice Chair as a recommendation on the rig. So we will link it with the sanitation. So it will be those two, because sanitation, you can take it alone and then link it with the rig, because that's the essence. And the mining towns, should we include them in the USDG as well, to say that the USDG should be extended to the mining towns? The funding model. We're going to take that first bullet point of the current government funding model and then put it as one of the recommendations that we will be looking for the consideration or reviewal of the current funding model. In like what the FFC said, that they are busy with one of those. Then maybe just also raise that the department needs to look at the governance issues raised. Because remember the PSC have raised the governance issues, and I think the department should definitely look at this issue. Then we are home and dry. You recall when we did that workshop, there was an issue of the 8% allowed for variance. Remember, what is where the department on this one? Because of anything above 8%, they say it's a wasteful expenditure. So there's no such thing as all over or under expenditure. It's wasteful expenditure if it's above the 8% of the variance. So we need to pin down on those. And then I'm not sure about the compliance issues that have been raised. Should we also put it as a recommendation? There have been compliance issues that have been raised by the AG. And then I'm not sure about the land. What do we say?
Yes. I'm not sure about the SIU. We've been dealing with this for the past.
It's a bit of justice.
I think, yes. Yeah, if I knew that.
I just agree with all of those that have been suggested by the Honourable Mahlata. Just when we are we wanting to talk about the you know the extension to mining towns to confine it to mining towns or secondary cities because it can include
secondary cities and mining towns.
All right. Then the other thing I also just wanted to look at the DORA question. Those are arisen specifically out of the municipalities not using DORA for the specific reason that it was created, and that was the infrastructure. So don't you think that rather, instead of having it a bit broad in DORA, rather to hone it in, because that's really what we want. We want it defined in DORA so that it clearly states that they must use it, you know, for specific infrastructure so that we can build houses.
No, that's one issue.
What's the other issue?
That's one issue. It's one, that's what I really said. And then the other issue is about understanding this link. That was recent. And where is weak. So the issue of shifting of funds, it affects its performance.
What is happening? If you remember, if you follow the story of Rick, the Rick was just thrown over his department, and the department had nothing. No institutional arrangement was there. So that is why I think it is important we should raise that. Why the Rick in our society? Let's not pretend it if we do not know. Yes, there are areas, grey areas. There are grey areas. But we know that there was no institutional arrangement. And if you remember, the staff from Water Affairs was refusing to be transferred. So that is one of the reasons it started late. So I think these people have to be reminded about that. And then the department began to build, to establish institutional arrangements, the base staff, the kasha, to certain extent, the PMU was as a result of that rig that was transferred.
Yes.
Now, as the institutional memory, institutional arrangement is there, my performance, my shifter, my subway schedule. So those are two issues. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think we have to separate them, but they are equally important. So we just have to say the other one is a DORA review, and then the other one is, as Honorable Bowman proposed it. Because if they are too important, then they all work, go to the DORA review. But we must be explicit about it.
To call it a DORA review, or do we want to be specific within DORA to separate out the two things but be specific about it?
Yeah.
If DORA, in a weakness, it's open-minded.
Yeah.
It talks about infrastructure, about infrastructure, and then as you go along with your phone, so the municipalities have taken advantage of that. So that is the number one point that you are raising.
Yes.
Then the second point is the one of the scheduling.
The
scheduling.
Yes.
The scheduling.
And about the
scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
Holly will just send us the recommendation.
Yes.
And then we can add on support.
That's what we've done.
Let me move for the adoption of the recommendation.
Have we got anything on funding model? On the funding model that we have, we got that already in the recommendation.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes, Chair. I think having said that, Chair, this committee is, you know, well placed and well thought to be the leading model in as far as the BRRR report is concerned. And officially, let me acknowledge the work that you and the staff have done in crafting the draft report. And I think it was well done. And well done on it, Chair. But the content was very substantive and very, very much factual, you know. So well done on that one. And with that, Chair, I would move for adoption of the recommendations with amendments.
Thank you so much.
I hereby second the mover.
Thank you very much. Members, thank you very much for your support, for your contribution that you have made. You know, it has been a great to work with our colleagues, more especially during this time of BRRR. We were all committed in the way we were participating, the way we interact and engage with the department. And what I like about us, we see eye to eye, more especially in terms of service delivery. What I like about this committee, there are no petty policies. You can just joke, because we are people. So we cannot be serious all the time. We need to joke and laugh. And that is what I like about this committee. That's what is we do. But when it comes to the issue of service delivery, we almost talk in one voice. Something which is big, it is big, it is right, it is right. So I really appreciate working with yourself. I can start something, I intend to not put on us. My support of a cool, they are tolerating me. I'm not the kind in that. I'm the kind in that. But the way they are tolerating me, gave which when it becomes yay. So that is what is important. I think I must raise that. Thank you so much. they are.